For how long have you been in Calais?
More than 6 months.
And where have you been since you arrived?
Yeah, before I stay in under the Pirich, and after that in Massena, and here in the new squad now.
Yeah. So Massena, it was also a squad. Can you tell us a little about it?
Yeah, it looked like a squad. It's a big house, I think, for company before. And we say like we cover ourselves here until to get chance to pass to England. And we say more than 50 person. There are a lot of people come to help us, like support us.
So this place have been evicted on the 2nd of January?
Yeah, this place evicted in that time. There are a lot of police coming in the morning at 6 o'clock. And they pass inside Massena and they ask all the people if you have a paper. And if you don't have paper, they will take you to the jail. For example, like me, I stay in Lille, in the detention centers. More than 5 days. And after that, they don't do nothing. They say, go out, you are free. All this.
So you came back in Calais?
And I returned back to Calais because I want to get England. I want to pass to England. And I try many, many, many times.
And now you are living in another squat, the former Galou factory.
Yeah, I living in this squad with a lot of people with a different nationality. It's a big place and it's good place because we know soon the weather they will change and the winter in Cali, it is very, very difficult and it's very hard.
You think the place is going to continue until winter?
I hope that. I hope the court, they will decide something for, like, they will help the immigrants. I know it is difficult, but we hope that.
And how is the life here?
They look like the homeless. You know, we don't have house, we don't have anything. Yes, we come here, like, we're looking for something. And I want to say thank you for many, 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 many white people, like French people, like maybe different nationality. All the time they come to this squad and they help us, like they bring food, like medicine, and like clothes, blankets, shoes, many, many different things.
And how do you see the situation in Calais? When you arrived in Calais, is it what you were expecting to see in France?
About the situation now in Calais, it is difficult. And also, it is very, very hard. Before, we are a little group. We are not a lot of the same like now. But now, many times I say the situation be bad and go to bad and so bad, so bad. And in France, I know now it's a little difficult because there are a lot of immigrants. But in the same time, we can't forget France is a great, great, great country. We can't forget that. Like they have a good economy and many, many things. It's good here in France.
How do you see the future of this place?
Really, I'm afraid, but I think soon they will evict this place also. Because I think they don't like the immigrants to stay here in Cali. I don't know why, but I think soon this place they will close.
What do you wish to change, to be changed in Cali, in the situation of the immigrants?
I hope the people in Cali, meaning the people, they can decide it, like the court, like the chief of the town. They look for the immigrants by another angle. Like all the time we hear about the immigrants they bring the bad things, the immigrants they do. It's not all. The fingers is not the same. You can find the short one, the tall one, or more tall. It's not the same. In any community, you can find many good people, and in the same time, many bad people. And I hope here, the chief of town or the people working organization or any place, they're looking for the immigrants like the people they need help. Not they like beat them or to beat us or to keep us in the jail. It's not good. All of this.
Would you have a message for the French authorities?
I say, like, we are human, like, we have rights. Just think about that, or they can think about that. We leave our country because we're looking for the better life. It's not in Africa. It's difficult, more. A lot of war, a lot of street war, street fight. And we come here, like, not to destroy this country. We come here, like, we're looking for the better life. We can give some, and we can take some in the same times. Like, this is a life.
And how do you see your future life?
My future life now, like, between Cali and Dover. I mean, like, between 40 minutes. If I cross, that means I will catch my dream, like, okay, now I be in England. And, okay, I start to fix my life, like, already I have planning. And I start from Sudan until France, like, okay, I did step by step. And I hope everything they will come through. I hope that.
Do you want to add something?
I say thanks so much for Mr. Philip and for all the people they help us. And also, I can say something for France, because everyone or anyone, they know France, what meaning France. And thank you so much.
Thank you.